tonight is the Yahrzeit of the Hand of the Tosha Rebbe, so Chusu Yogin Aleinu. So we'll learn something from the Parsha. And Vodas Avod on Parsha's Re'eh. Begins the Rebbe, says, Re'eh Nochi Noisim Lifnechem Hayom Brachel Klava. So you should see today, I'm giving you, in front of you, Bracha and Klava. Ditik Meforshim, he brings Marachayim HaKadosh and others. Aloshin Re'eh. What does it mean, Re'eh? See. We only say to see something if it's in front of your eyes. And they haven't been yet been given these brachas in the clothes. Have they shama? Should have said, shama, you should listen. Right? Kemoshin Amar La'el is an early in Perek Dalid. Listen to the chukim. So that's question number one. Why it says to see and it doesn't say to hear. V'od diktiku ha'meforshim. And then Mefarshim also ask, Amash and Emor Hayom says today, Halo lo nin Elohim Hayom, wasn't given today. El la'achir zman, kipi asher yikaimu esa mitzvos. They'll come to them after they are fulfilling the mitzvos, kumosh akos of achirkach, esa brocha asher tishmu, the brocha happen if you listen. See, ish brom is bezeh. So it's a hint to the following, api hayidu, which is known. One of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara, which distances a person from doing, returning to Hashem, who al yidei shemadchu la'achersman, gets a person to be their doichen, they push off things till later. When a person is standing already and saying, okay, higi zman, it's time to start fixing the things in my life that need to be corrected. He says, don't do that. The Yitzhahara comes and says, no. You don't need to fix these things. You don't need to work on your kas. You don't need to work on your gaiva. You don't need to work on your taivas. No. If you say that, what do you mean? You're not going to listen to him. Zai Almoh says, I'm maskim. I agree, says the Yitzhahara. You do need to work on your kas. You do need to work on your gaiva, on your taiva, whatever, fill in the blank. Whatever each person knows themselves they're going to work on. Really, you do need to make a complete tshuva to Hashem. Ah, however, lo ato. Not now. Ki b'terem ta'achso b'tshuva, because before you do tshuva, alechel hisbonin, heichlas, you should think for a second. How you going to do the tshuva? What's it going to look like? Umasailas, when you going to do the tshuva? V'lo ta'aseh ha'dov b'chipozom. Don't just rush in this whole tshuva business. Think about it. Work it out. Plan. U'v'zeh ma'achal l'shuva l'Hashem la'achmocher. And then this way the Yitzhahara gets a person to push it off. Once he pushes off till tomorrow, another day, add to what? Till all that inspiration now is cooled off and it's gone. And now he's no longer privileged to return to Hashem. That's the tactic of the Yitzhahara. He doesn't say don't do tshuva. He says you can do it, but just let's wait a little bit. Don't be so hasty. Lechein Amr Chazal Brishis Rabba Chafalif Ein Va'ata Ela Tshuva. And that's the deeper meaning when the rabbis teach us in the Medrash. Ato with an ayin means now. Rome is to teach us Shekadei Sheyizke Ha'adam L'shuva Tshuva. And when the person will be zoiche to do tshuva, Tzarech Lahaskabo Ato. You have to start right now. Take it from Miyad. Immediately, because she's Orlazan. When he first feels like his Orus and inspiration, they want to get better. Don't listen to Yetzer Hara, says, I can do it later. Okay, it's right now it's too difficult, I'll do it. I'll put it off a little bit. Believe me, it's going to be the same thing tomorrow. Right? Why do you think tomorrow's gonna be any easier than this today? Because Omer Chazal, that's what says in Avos, Perek Beis, don't say when I'm free, then I'll learn. Maybe you're not gonna be free. Yitzhar has a koach, an ability, a power to push you off. He'll use the same tricks tomorrow. So he's like, oh, he's got one day, 24-hour period of koach, and then it's going to go away. No, he'll come back tomorrow the same time. And you're never going to be free. You're never going to be able to get around this. Kila om yotzeh yetzer eitzel v'tachbola v'dochtscha la'acherzman. Right? It's always going to be able to push you off. V'zesh omar kosov. And that, says Tosh Rebbe, is what the Buzz is coming to teach us. Re'eh anochi nosim lifnechem hayom Hayom, hayom, bracha uka. Today, do it today. Shikadei she'aruyasi gets a bracha or chalil haklal. If the person wants to get a bracha or chas v'shom the opposite, toli im bochia leilech medarche Hashem hayom daika. It depends how you're going to use today. What a person chooses, the decisions they make for hayom, what are we right now? That's what it's toli on. Ki im isakin is masav take it from the yag. If order is there, when a person works on it, you know what? I got to get my act together. Enough is enough. Yizke el a bracha, then you'll be zoich to get the bracha. Well, im madche es adovla milab. Al acher, you're going to, okay, we'll get around to it. Tomorrow's a good day also. Next week is fine. Maybe in a month from now. Yichenu ha-yetzim yom la-yom, v'lo yigia l'zeh l'olam. You'll never get to it. L'zeh omer re'eh l'oshin re'iyah. And that says, the first question we asked, why it says re'eh, l'oshin re'iyah, l'osham not to listen, ki mishmiya, right? Because when we talk about listening to something, yesh gam shmur rechoyka. There's a concept in halacha about what's called a shmur rechoyka. You're notified after 30 days. Shil achar zman. That's pushed off. If a person wants to get bracha, tzarech lehis nahig bebechinas re'iyah. You can't work within this aspect, this method, this mode, this expression of shmiya. It's got to be re'iyah to see it. Sheyas leilich b'derech Hashem take it from yad. You see something, you see it right now. When you see it in front of your eyes, in this way, and that way we'll be able to zoich to it. If a person really honestly wants to, in Marsha's Re'ei, the way it comes out this year is Rosh Chodesh Elul, time for Teshuvah, Mizgaber al Dibre HaYetzer, al Acherzman. Don't let that Yetzer Hara tell you to push it off, don't listen to it. Vechoyger es masnav, strengthen yourself. Oisit tshuva taketh umiyad, new tshuva immediately, right away. Kimasha adam roitza be'emes. When a person really wants, oisit taketh. You really want it. Lamaisa, when you really want that candy bar, when you really want that, whatever it is, fill in the blank, that taiva, you eat tomorrow. You want it now, right now. Ve'iman kol la'achi, you push it off. Hareze, morish, she'ein lo rotzen amiti laze. If you push it, willing to push it off, means I really don't want it. Therefore, kasher sholim la'adam, lama ein masakin es masav. Why don't you fix yourself? Why don't you pull yourself together? Improve your ways. Ma'adam befil say, ve'emes roitz alasot tshuva. I want to tshuva. Ve'roitz alasot, which I want to have a seder. I want to have a chavrus. I want to learn daf yomi. I want to do this. Ach lo atah, but not now. You know, I'll frum up after my year in Israel. Shana bed, I'll get frum. But now I'm having a good time. Harei zeh sim, and that's a sign. She'ein roitz v'zeh ve'emes. The person really doesn't really want it. Elish lo yo slow loyma fish, but you know they're embarrassed to speak this out. Anyone says really, hey, you wrote to last some tshuva. I don't want to tshuva. Of course I want to tshuva. I just don't want to right now. The eighty wrote to last open Torah. I'm not gonna say I don't want to Torah. I want to Torah. Just you know not right now. I read as yeshaber lima bekirba shiflus mitzavo. Right, the person can be brokenhearted over a situation. L'chein margias libo the emes wrote I want it. Ach lo atam, but I don't want it now. But the truth be told, if a person's willing to put it off, that means they really, really don't want it. If you had a complete, honest cheshbon, you really wanted this, you do the cane, take it from me, I do it immediately. When you had this like rotzen, but it's not honest, it's not true. You had this by the umas ha'olam as well. Kosh Omer Chazal, Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, she'll also love a yomer umas ha'olam. We know this famous Gemara, Ribono Shalom. Lanu mirosh v'nashenah b'kodesh baruch hu yomer lehem mitzvah kal yesh li b'sukkah shema. Have this very light mitzvah, an easy mitzvah called sukkah. Miyad kol echa ve'echa holich loyse sukkah mirosh gavli. All the goyim go out and make a sukkah on the roof. Hakosh baruch hu makdir alehem chama v'tukufas tamuz. He puts out a hot sun. They kick the sukkah and they leave. The Kosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachik Aleihem. He starts mocking them. The reason why they kick their sukkah, right? Yizgal that reveals Kimasha Amru Shiroitzim Lekayim Es HaTorah. When they come and say with their taina, I really want the Torah. No higher rots in the meat. They didn't have it. They feel how low they are vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. Give us an opportunity. We want to sense this. We want it. They really don't. They don't. The goyim don't want Torah. Lechein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachik. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits and mocks them. Ki yizgale shemeolam lo haya ratzonam amiti. They never had a true ratzon. Cain, ha'omer sheroitz lasos tshuva veroitz lasos b'torah. I want to tshuva. I want to sit and be osik in Torah. Ach lo atav. I don't do it now. Teshuva kezel lischok nechsheves. That's a joke. It's a mockery. You're not honest. Elz lezman to be honest with yourself. Kimisha yesh lo rotan amiti l'shuva l'Hashem. Oizev ez aderech hara hayom. You'll get rid of it today. Take it from miyag shmes or lezeh. Ve'ish kezeh zoich l'kabel es abrocha min hashemayim amein kein yihin ratzon. So the zechus of learning Torahs from the Rebbe. And the ikr, his kashas we have with the Rebbe is by following his etzes. So we see clearly from the Rebbe's piece, again, this is said over in the Shir, Tov Shin Nun Aleph. When we follow the Rebbe's etzes, then we want to become better. We want to learn. We want to do tshuva. We shouldn't push it off. We should be mekabel upon ourselves right now and immediately. We're going to do something tangible that will produce real results. And that result, we make a nachas to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, which was what the Rebbe's homohus was. The Rebbe, as one of the Gebaim told me, the Rebbe wasn't like those tzaddikim that stand between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood behind you, pushing you closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, we should be zoiche to follow the Rebbe's etzes of all the tzaddikim, but especially the Heilige Tosher Rebbe, Zechuso Yogein Aleinu V'Yal Kol Yisrael. Amen.